Listening Library presents Ramona and Her Mother by Beverly Cleary. Read for you by Stockard Channing.
One, a present for Willa Jean. When will they be here? Asked Ramona Quimby, who was supposed to be dusting the living room, but instead was twirling around, trying to make herself dizzy. She was much too excited to dust. In half an hour, cried her mother from the kitchen, where she and Ramona's big sister Beatrice were opening and closing the refrigerator and oven doors, bumping into one another, forgetting where they had laid the pot holders, finding them, and then losing the measuring spoons. The Quimbys were about to entertain their neighbors at a New Year's Day brunch to celebrate Mr. Quimby's finding a job at the ShopRite market after being out of work for several months. Ramona liked the word brunch, half breakfast and half lunch, and secretly felt the family had cheated because they had eaten their real breakfast earlier. They needed their strength to get ready for the party. "And Ramona," said Mrs. Quimby as she hastily laid out silverware on the dining room table, "be nice to Willa Jean, will you? Try to keep her out of everyone's hair." "Ramona, watch what you're doing," said Mr. Quimby, who was laying a fire in the fireplace. "You almost knocked over the lamp." Ramona stopped twirling, staggered from dizziness, and made a face. Willa Jean, the messy little sister of her friend Howie Kemp, was sticky, crummy, into everything, and always had to have her own way. "And behave yourself," said Mr. Quimby. "Willa Jean is company." Not my company, thought Ramona, who saw quite enough of Willa Jean when she played at Howie's house. If Howie can't come to the brunch because he has a cold, why can't Willa Jean stay home with their grandmother, too? Ramona asked.
"I really don't know," said Ramona's mother.